Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Pei. We left off in Daf Ayin Tes and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes and Beis. Here she is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, the Neshama, should have an Aliyah. So what we're going to talk about is first, the Mishnah is going to give us six different cases of handling blood that's mixed up with one another, Dam of Balmum and Dam of Atamim, and different ways of, and Dam of that which is Nitan Lamata, Nitan six different cases and how we handle such dam. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why we need the machlokas or blazer and the chachamim about whether you're supposed to offer dam that is mixed up, both in the case of dam as well as in the case of evarim. We already had a machlokas or blazer and the chachamim when it comes to mixed up evarim with one another. Then the Gemara is going to discuss three different approaches as to why Rabbi Eliezer holds when a drop of water goes into the mechatas that you're supposed to do shtei Hazaos, that by doing a double sprinkling of that mechatos, you somehow solve the problem of the fact that other water, that external water, had gone into that mechatos. And the Gemara is going to start bringing rayas against one of the three approaches as to why Rabbi Elazar holds that you're supposed to do shtei hazaos. Essentially, on Amud Beis, we're going to dedicate entirely to rayos as to whether Rabbi Eliezer holds Yesh Bila or Ein Bila, that one of the three approaches Rabbi Lazar holds, Ein Bila, that when liquids mix together, we don't assume that they're fully integrated with one another. And the Gemara is going to bring ultimately, I think, five or six rayas that in fact Yesh Bila, that we do assume that when liquids mix with one another, that they're completely evenly dispersed within one another. So let's begin again at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes and Beis. You have blood of karbanos that are perfectly kosher, that are mixed in with blood of karbanos that are bali mumin. And the assumption over here is that the rov is the damat mimim. So you would think that it should be okay. Yishafik la'ama. No, you pour it all out into the drainage system because we're afraid that if we allow you to be zorik such dam on the mizbeach, even when the dam of the bali mumin is the rov, you're going to come to do the same thing. And when the dam of the bali mumin is the rov, then it's possible you're not allowed to be zorik it on the mizbeach, because really the dam tamimim in such a case would be batel barov. So you just, whenever there's any tarovis of dam tamimim and dam balimumin, you don't do any, you throw it out, you spill it into the ama, into the drainage system of the Beis HaMikdash. Kos bekosos, let's say it's not a mixture of liquid blood that all gets mixed with one another, but rather you have a kos of dam from a balmum that gets mixed in with kosos of dam from perfectly kosher karbanos. So you just can't identify which kos is which. If you were able to identify, it would be easy. You'd spill out the kos of the dam balmum and you would use the kosos of the dam tamim to be zorik on the mizbeach. But you cannot identify. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, im karav kos echad, yikrivu kala kosos. Rabbi Lazar says, if you've already been makriv one of the kosos on the mizbeach, you have the right to assume that that must have been the one that was balmum, and therefore all the rest of the kosos are kosher, so go and be makriv all of the rest of the kosos. You have the right to assume that the one that was already done is the one that was the balmum that was problematic. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say the exact opposite. Afilu karva kulon chutz me'achad mehen, even if you were makriv all of the kosos already, and you only have one left, so you would think, chances are, of all of the kosos of your makriv, one of them must have been the balmum one, and the one that I have left, chances are, is from the rove, it's probably from the tamim. Says, well, no, yishapik ha'ama. You have to assume that the one you have left is the balmum one, and therefore you have to spill it all out. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you assume that whatever was put first, you just assume, whatever was already put, rather, you assume that must have been the balmum, and you're good to go. The Chum say, no, you assume that if you have anything left, that must be the balmum one, and therefore you have to spill it out. So another case, hanisan in the mata, if you have dam of a korban whose dam is supposed to be placed on the under the chuta sikra, on the bottom half of the mizbeach, like an olas behema. Remember, an olas of lemaila, but that, and once you know that ayin 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 olas of lemaila, you can then figure out all the rest. Olas of lemaila, which means chatas of is lemata, it means olas behema is lemata, and a chatas behema is lemaila. So if you have nisan lemata, which would be like an olas behema, which where the blood is supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbech, shenis arvu benitan in the maila, that gets mixed in with dam that's supposed to be placed on the top half of the mizbech above the chuta sikra, like a chatos behema. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yitain the maila. So Rabbi Eliezer says, first take dam with your finger and put it on the top half of the mizbech, which is what you're supposed to do with a chatos behema. So varoa nias hatachtonim milamaylan kilue mayim. Aye, but there's a mixture over here of olas behema blood as well that doesn't belong on the top half of the mizbech. Now you're allowed to view whatever olas behema blood is mixed in with this chatos behema blood as if it's just water, and therefore you're not violating any iser. So you're not intending by putting on lemayla michuta sikra to be zorek any of the dam that belongs lemata michuta sikra. So we view whatever dam may be in this taroves that actually belongs lemata michuta sikra as if it's only water, and therefore it's not considered that you're being mishana bedam. It's not considered that you're doing the wrong thing with this dam and violating any sort of iser. And then once you put dam lemayla v'yachzor v'yitein lemata, then you put the rest of dam lemata michuta sikra, and that will work for the dam that's supposed to be placed lamata, and the dam that was supposed to be placed lamaila, you already took care of. The rest is supposed to be nishpach liyasod. It's supposed to be poured into the yasod. So by putting it lamata michuta sikra, you're actually fulfilling that. So first you put lamaila, and that which belongs lamaila, you're doing great with. That which belongs lamata, that you just put lamaila, just view it as water. Then you put the rest lamata, and that covers, and that's good for both of them. The stuff that belongs lamata is you're doing exactly right, and the stuff that belongs the maila you already took care of, and this is just leftovers which is supposed to be poured in the yisod of the mizbeach anyway, which is lamata michuta sikra. The Chum Omer and the Chum say no, yishapech lama, don't do any of that. Pour it all out. Don't do any matnos dam. You cannot take dam of this tarovis and put it lemaila michuta sikra, put it above the chuta sikra, because by doing so you're taking some dam that belongs the mata and putting it lemaila. And we don't have such a concept of rowan as dam atachton kilu humayim. You view blood as if it's water. It's not water. It's blood, and it's blood that belongs lemata. So you cannot put it lemaila. So since you can't be mishana the makom dam on the mizbeach, so you have nothing to do. You just have to pour the whole thing out because you can't put dam that belongs the mata lemaila, and you can't put dam that belongs the mala lemata, and it's all mixed together. So whatever you do is going to be problematic. But didn't we say that if you put lemata, it's a fulfillment of both? The one that belongs the mata is good, and the one that belongs the maila, it's like shvicha liyasod. Now, the din of shvicha liyasod is only once you've already fulfilled putting the dam lemaila. It's only the shirayim that go liyasod. You can't take the dam that belongs the maila and just put it lamata, or even pour it onto the yisod. That's only the shirayim. That's only once you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. So therefore, the chum say you're stuck. You can't do anything. You just got to pour it all out in the drainage system. And the Mishnah says, however, v'im lo nimlach, the chum tell us, if the Kohen didn't ask what to do, v'nasan, and then he already placed some of the dam lemaila, so he did the wrong thing. But by doing the wrong thing and by placing some of that dam lemaila, he's fulfilled the mitzvah with the dam that belongs lemaila. He did a terrible avera with the dam that belongs lemata, but he fulfilled the mitzvah with the dam that belongs lemaila. Then kosher. Then it does work as a kapara for the dam that belongs lemaila, the chatas behema that belongs the maila, and he's allowed to put the rest of it lamata, because now the dam that belongs lamata is going lamata, and the dam that belonged lamaila, this is now shirayim of that dam, which is supposed to be nishpach al yisod. So even though he did the wrong thing by putting it lamaila, it now clears the path for him to finish the job and to pour the rest on the yisod of the mizbeach, to pour the rest lamata meichot hasikra. So now the Mishnah explains another case. Hanitanin b'matana achas, shenisarvu b'nitanin b'matana achas. Let's say you have dam of two karbanos that are mixed together. They're both kosher karbanos. Neither is a balmum. And they're both supposed to only have one matnas dam on the mizbeach. Like dam of a bechor only requires one matnas dam, and ma'aser behemah only requires one matnas dam. So let's say you have dam of a bechor that's mixed in with ma'aser behemah, or dam of a bechor and dam of another bechor that are mixed in with one another. Whatever. Yeah, they both require the same amount of matnas dam. Yinasim matanacha. So you do one matnas dam. So if we're talking about a mixture of liquids, that the liquid is all mixed together, the blood is all mixed together in one cup, so literally one matnas dam. If we're talking about two kosos and I cannot identify which one is the bechor, which one is the meiser, do one matnas dam from each one, because we know exactly what you're supposed to do with the dam of each of these cups. Matan arba b'matan arba, let's say I have two karbanos, again, perfectly valid karbanos, kosher karbanos, not a balmum, and I just can't identify which blood is which, or all the blood got mixed together, and both karbanos require matan arba, like dam of a karban ola, dam of a karban shlamim, both of those things require shtayim shein arba, which we're referring to as matan arba, yinasnu b'matan arba, so good, so then you'll do matan arba of this mixture of dam. Well, again, matan arba means if we're talking about an ola and shlamim, like Rashi says we are, then matan arba means shtayim shehein arba, that you're not actually putting four matnos dam in four different locations. You're doing two matnos dam that manage to hit all four sides of the mizbech. You throw it at the corners, and then it goes on all four sides of the mizbech. Now, it happens to be in Maseches Erevin on Daf Kuf, where this same discussion comes up. Rashi says we must be talking about dam chatas that gets mixed in with other dam chatas, because a chatas you actually do four matnos dam. You go to the four matnos dam on the kranos hamizbeach, so it's four separate matnos dam. So over there, Rashi says matan. Matan arba must be a reference to dam chatas that gets mixed in with other dam chatas. Now, the reason Rashi wants to say ola and shlamim over here is because if you have two chatos that are mixed in with one another, it's l'chora davar pashut that you could do four matnas dam. It's the same carbon. It's the same type of carbon. So he wants to come up with a case where it could be different types of carbonos that just require the same amount of matnas dam. So that's why over here he touches it as ola and shlamim, which requires shtayim shehein arba, and we're saying, okay, so do shtayim shehein arba with the mixture of blood as well. Now we get a little more tricky. Matan arba b'matana achas. What if I have dam of a karbanola, which requires shtayim shehein arba, that gets mixed in with dam of a bechor, or dam of meiser, which only requires one matnas dam? Now what do I do? So Rabbi Lazar, yinasim matan arba. Take this mixture of dam and do four matnas dam, like you would with a carbon ola, or shayim shein arba, like you would with a carbon ola, and the dam of the bechor or the meiser that's being thrown extra on the mizbeach, as soon as you did more than one, just view it as mayim. You'll view it as if that's just water. Rabbi Yeshua Omer yinasim matana achas. No, minimally every carbon needs at least matana achas. So do a matana achas. Past that, you're not allowed to take any risks. Past that, you're not allowed to take a carbon that only requires matana achas and do more than that. So you just do matana achas. B'di'evan, matana achas works even on karbanos that require shtayim shein arba. So b'di'evan, you'll be mechaper. It will achieve the kapara that you need from the ola and from the shlam, whatever it is, you'll be fine. But that's what you do. You only do matana achas. So this is the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. You have a mixture of dam that where of two karbanos, one that requires matanachas, one that requires arba matanos. Do you do four or do you do one? Rabbi Eliezer says you do four, and Rabbi Yeshua says you do one. So the conversation continues. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, wait just a minute. Hare hu over al baltigra. If people were to follow your instructions and do only one matandam, they're going to be in violation of baltigra. The Torah says you need shtayim shein arba. They're doing only one. That's Baltigra. So Amalei Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Shur responds back to Rabbi Eliezer, well, if people were to follow your instructions and do Shtayim Shein Arba, Harei Uover Al Baltosif, they're going to be taking dam that only requires one matan dam, and they're going to be doing Shtayim Shein Arba. That's Baltosif. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo Nemar Baltosif Eluk Shubatzmo. It's not Baltosif. Baltosif is only if I have a cup of dam that only requires matana achas and I do shtayim shein arba, that's bal tosif. But if I have a mixture of dam, where some of the dam does require shein arba, that's not bal tosif. That's just making sure that I get the dam that needs to be there where it needs to be. So Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, well, yeah, but then by that same token, lo nemar bal tigra elok shuba atzmo. It's also only bal tigra when I take dam that's a cup of dam that I know for sure is shtayim shein arba, and I do only one matan dam. That's bal tigra. But if it's all mixed together, then it's not bal tigra anyway. The Tos Yom Tov wonders, did Rabbi Eliezer not realize that Rabbi Yeshua was going to give that answer, that it's only bal tigra, meaning his logic works in both directions. So the Tos Yom Tov works on that kasha. But anyway, va'od amar Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, vaiter to Rabbi Eliezer, to challenge Rabbi Eliezer again. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that said, just do matana achas, don't do more. Why? Because he explains, kishenasata avartal bal tosif, when you put extra matnos dam, you're violating bal tosif, and you're actively violating bal tosif. You're doing a maisa biyadayim kishalona sata. But when you don't put dam on the mizbech, when you don't do matan arba, you do only matana achas, maybe avartal bal tigra. You're telling me it's a violation of bal tigra. That may be true, but v'lo asisa maisa biyadecha. At least you violated bal tigra b'shevi al tase. So that's not as bad. Now, he doesn't say maybe. In this last line, he says, you violate bal tosif when you do shtayim shein arba, and you violate bal tigra when you do matan achas. But I'd rather violate an isser b'shevi al tase than violate b'kum v'aseh. It is a little bit difficult, because in the previous line, he just said, you don't violate bal tigra, you only violate bal tigra kishu ba'atzmo, that when it's a mixture of dam, you're not in violation of bal tigra. Tosa Rush writes that what Rabbi Yeshua means to say is, even if it were bal tosif or bal tigra when it were mixed together, I would still rather, right, meaning the way I just read it, that even if, he's not saying that you actually violate bal tigra or bal tosif, he's saying, even if we don't accept this svara, that bal tosif or bal tigra is only kishu ba'atzmo, and even if it actually is a violation of bal tosif or bal tigra, still I would rather violate bal tigra b'shevi al taseh than to violate bal tosif b'kum va'aseh. The Sfasemis, however, explains that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer's taina that bal tosif is only kishu ba'atzmo. He holds that bal tosif is whether it's kishu ba'atzmo or whether it's a taroves. Bal tigra is only kishu ba'atzmo, but not when it's ba'taroves. So his va'od is a conclusion of why he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, that the isra of bal tosif is an isra b'kum va'aseh. So you don't do an isra b'yadayim when you take a matana echad and be mosif on it, as opposed to bal tigra, which is only an iser in refraining from doing a mitzvah. So when you refrain from doing the mitzvah not to violate bal tosif, then it's not a violation at all. I mean, if the only reason you're refraining from doing the mitzvah of the extra matnos dam is because you don't want to violate bal tosif, that's not bal tigra. Meaning bal tigra is you refrain from doing the mitzvah fully. But over here, that's not what you're doing. You're just avoiding violating bal tosif. And that's why it's not going to be bal tosif at all. This discussion comes up in a lot of different contexts in poskim. One such context is when it comes to tefillin derabbeinu tam. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua's shita over here that there's no isra of bal tigra unless the dam is bifnei atzmo and it's not nisarev with others. You see that if the dam that you need to do arba matanos on, you were to actually do matana achas, meaning and it was in its own cup, you had a cup of dam that you know requires arba matanos. If you were to do only matana achas, that taka is bal tigra kishu ba'atzmo. Rabbi Yeshua agreed that that's bal tigra. That would be bal tigra, even though we said back in Daf Lamed Vav, you yotze, meaning if you take dam that requires dal matanos and you do only matana achas, it achieves a kapara. Bidiyeved, you yotze, but it's bal tigra. You're yotze the mitzvah of the karban, but even when you're being yotze the mitzvah of the karban, you violated the yisur d'oraisa of bal tigra. So the Smag writes that if a person makes shalosh totafos bitfilin, he's in violation of Bal Tigra, that a person does three parshios of the tefillin, that's a violation of Bal Tigra. So in the Bir Halacha, in Simin Lamed Dalid, in Hilchas Tefillin, he says, Hu Adin, if a person puts on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam after davening, that you have to have kavana that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're doing mishum safek. But if you have in mind that you're doing it for mitzvah tefillin, then it could be a violation of Bal Tigra, because it could be that the halacha is like Rashi, and these tefillin are therefore pasul because the order of the parshios is wrong, and that's a violation of Bal Tigra, because if you're doing the mitzvah improperly, that's a violation of Bal Tigra. Maybe you're going to say, says the Bir Halacha, no, the Smag says, Shalosh totavos betfil. Bal Tigra is a number issue. It's that you, instead of four, you did three. An order issue should not be Bal Tigra. So he says, no, you see that even if you're missing an additional detail in the mitzvah that's not ma'akev the mitzvah, where you're still yotze the mitzvah, we see in our Mishnah that's also called Bal Tigra. So granted, in our Mishnah, it's also a number issue, but it's a number issue that shouldn't matter that much. You know, when you have three parshios in the tefillin, you don't have tefillin. So, maybe you'll say that's Bal Tigra. But if you have something that's kosher, that works for the mitzvah, you're going to call that Bal Tigra? Says the Bir Halacha, yes, you call that Bal Tigra. Our Mishnah says you call that Bal Tigra. You do one matan dam, and something that requires four matnas dam, you yotze the mitzvah. And guess what? It's still Bal Tigra. So it's an interesting tushtel the Bir Halacha makes. So too, if you have the parshios of the tefillin in the wrong order, it's going to be a violation of Bal Tigra. That even if you're missing a prat, that b'dievet is not ma'akev violate Bal Tigra, certainly in such a case where it is ma'akev. Now, in the Ben Ish Chai, he writes that, you know, everyone gets the discussion about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin all wrong. Everyone thinks that it's machlokas, and because it's machlokas, those who wear both are just trying to be yotze shtei adeos, but one of them is right, the other one is wrong, and, you know, that's why the Bir Halacha gets into this whole discussion. If you're wearing the wrong one, maybe that's a violation of Bal Tigra, right? Meaning if you're having kavanah l'shem mitzvah, so you have to have kavanah that if, only if it's right, says Ben Ish Chai, the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is different than every other machlokas in Shas and Poskim. Normal machlokas Shas and Poskim, I hold I'm right and you're wrong, you hold you're right and I'm wrong, fine. But he says we have a Kabbalah from the Arizal. The Arizal told us by Kabbalah Mipi Elio and Avi Zochar LaTov that both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are correct. Each one achieves a certain tikkun that it's supposed to achieve, and Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim to the highest degree, that both are necessary in order to achieve whatever sodos a person is supposed to achieve through tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Marek Tzia says that he saw one of the Mukbalim says that someone who doesn't put on two pairs of tefillin is considered a karkafta de lo manach tefillin, and he says that is incorrect. Chalila to be motzi laz on gedola yisrael hakadmonim that only put on one pair of tefillin, did not put on both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, and Kol Yisrael has followed that, you know, pretty much, and to be malal adas, that no one's been yotze the mitzvah of tefillin is incorrect. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, halacha k'divrei Merubin, we paskin like Rashi, end of story, that's the mitzvah of tefillin. You want to take a chumrah, you could take a chumrah, but realize that that's what it is. And he says, he found in the Zohar HaChadosh, that because we were not bekiyim, the Doros HaChronim put on two pairs of tefillin, because we're not bekiyim. So he says very clearly that it's because of a safek in halacha, not because they both achieve and you need both, and the karkafta de l'man of tefillin if you don't do both. The Chidah in Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al and in Machzik Bracha says that he doesn't understand what Rabbi Yaakov Emden is talking about. He's against the Arizal and all the Kedoshim Imo that write that both the Sfar of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are true, and how could you be machria from a Zohar Chadosh against the Arizal? Everything the Arizal said was miyusad on the Zohar, and there's no way that you're understanding it correctly if you think that that it's against the Arizal. In the Bir Halacha, he says, look, I know that the Mekubalim say Elu ve'elu are ksherim, but the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, clearly don't assume that way. All the poskim assume that one is kosher, the other's not, and we therefore have to paskin. So we paskin like Rashi. So says the Bir Halacha, here's what I know. In Halacha, when you have all the poskim that say one thing and all the Mekubalim say another thing, we paskin like the poskim. We're choshish from the Mekubalim when it's, you know, an added twist, an element, or whatever, but not when it's against all the poskim. So when it's it's against all the poskim. We paskin like the poskim. We don't paskin like the mekubalim. And therefore, just Rashi tefillin, just Rabbeinu Tam. That was there were tshuvas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote him wrote to Rav Moshe. He said, "I don't understand. How come you don't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin?" So Rav Moshe writes back, "If I were to try to be yotze every shita that exists in tefillin, I'd have to put on, I think he did a cheshbon. He'd have to put on 64 pairs of tefillin every single day." So he said, "You know, in the davar self." So and then he says, "And agav, I used to have Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, but when I had to run away from Luban or whatever, when I left, I only had so much room that I was allowed to take things, so I had to leave my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin behind, and I can't find a sofer that's right that would write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin to the specifications that I would like them to be. So that's why I don't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin." So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, "I'll find you a sofer," and he did. He found him a sofer to write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. He said, "He'll come to your house. He'll get whatever instructions you have for how to write it to your specifications, so the way you like it." And he did. Now there is a discussion in Achronim, similar discussion, where we know there's such a thing as Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. If you have a Chatzi Shir of an Isser, so it's Asa Min HaTorah. Is there a Chatzi Shir of a Mitzvah? If I do Chatzi Shir, let's say I don't have a Kazayis HaMatzah, but I have a half a Kazayis HaMatzah. Is there any value in eating half a Kazayis HaMatzah? It's a major discussion in the Poskim. Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau, in his Perish to Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rasag, writes that he doesn't understand all these Achronim that discuss Chatzi Shir. If there's any Mitzvah, L'chora, it's an Isser. That if you have a chatzi shir of a mitzvah, it's baltigra. So what do you mean that you're doing a mitzvah? It's an iser. So in the Shraga HaMeir, the Tshuva Shraga HaMeir, he says that maybe only when it's nicker that you're being megareya the mitzvah, like you're wearing a beged that has dalet kanfos and you only put on three tzitzios, that's where it's going to be baltigra. But if it's not something that's very recognizable, the way people eat, you start with a chatzi zayis, then you eat another chatzi zayis. So at the moment that you're doing it, it's not nicker that you're doing something wrong. And therefore, it would not be baltigra. So they say, "Well, wait just a second. The case in our Mishnah, matan dalid, you do matan achas. Is it nicker that you're doing something wrong? Every matan dalid has to start with a matana achas." He says, "That's why Rashi says it doesn't mean matan dalid in our Mishnah. It's shtayim shehein arba. You see, matan dalid, you do matana, you place it directly on. Shtayim shehein arba, you throw it on the corners. It's not the same as the matana achas. It's done entirely differently. So it's immediately nicker that you're not doing it the way that it's supposed to be done. And that's why it's going to be a violation of Baltosef or Baltigra in our Mishnah." Okay, so let's get to the Gemara here. So it says, Amar Blazer, Lo Hishir Rabbi Eliezer, El Shnaim Shnaim. That when Rabbi Eliezer says you have this Tarovis of Dam, you could be Zorik, it's still on the Mizbech. That if they have the Tarovis of Kosos, that's only if you take two Kosos at a time. Because as you're being Zorek, you want to make sure that at least one of them is required, is kosher. So when you have one kos of dam of a balmum mixed in with, let's say, 10 koses of dam of valid karbanos, so you have to do at least two at a time, and that way you're guaranteed that at least one of them is kosher. Aval echad echad lo, but you cannot do one at a time. So Masr Rav Dimi challenges v'chamar mafilu karvu kulun chutz me'achan me'an yishavich la'ama. That we said in the Mishnah that even if the Chum say that even if you already were makrav all of them except for one of them, you're yishafich la'amba. So wait, that's kasha Reb Lazar. Why does the Mishnah say within the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan are the ones that aser? L'chor, even Rabbi Eliezer would aser in that case because you have only one left. And Reb Lazar says you're only allowed to do two at a time. So Amar Le Rabbi Yaakov the Rabbi Yirmi Batechlifa Azbar Lach Mai Echad Zug Echad. Echad doesn't mean one kos left. It means one set of kosos left, but it's really got to be two at a time. So now the Gemara explains, why does this Mishnah have to tell us this machlok has Chum and Reb Lazar, both by a mixture of a varim of karbanos, as well as a mixture of blood of karbanos? Utsricha. The Mishnah has to tell us the machlokas in both contexts. Diit marbaha, because if the Mishnah would have only told us the machlokas about a varim that are mixed together, I would not have known that they argue about kosos as well, because I would say, bahakam, Rabbi Lazar, it's dafka when it's about a varim that Rabbi Eliezer allows you to to bring the rest of the Evarim, Mishum Desav Bekaparaso, because the Dam is what really achieves Kapara. And in the case of mixed up Evarim, you already did the Zrikas Dam, so you already got the Kapara for whatever animal you needed to bring. So therefore, the Rebbe Elazar is going to say it's no big deal to bring the Evarim Aval Baha, but when the Suffolk is about the actual Dam, which is what achieves the Kapara, maybe Rebbe Elazar is going to be modded to the Rabbanan, not to be Zorik the rest of the Kosos, because you can't bring a Suffolk Pasala Kapara, meaning this is too high stakes to risk doing it in a Pasal way. V'yit Mar Baha, and if the Mishnah would have only mentioned the Machlokas about the Kosos of Dam, I would not know that they necessarily disagree about Eivarim, because Baha Kami Rabbanan, I would say that it's Dafka when it's about the Kosos of Dam, which achieved the Kapara. That's where the Rabbanan are going to say, just pour it all into the Amma. Aval Baha, in Modal Rabbi Lazar, but maybe when it comes to the Eivarim, where the Kapara has already been achieved, maybe the Chum will be Modal to Rabbi Lazar that you could bring a Tzricha. That's what I need in both cases. So now the Gemara brings Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah in the 9th Parak of Maseches Parah. Tzlochas Shenaflu Tocha Mayim Kolshuhu. You have a plate of Mei Chatos, right? The Mei Parah Aduma. And a little bit of other water falls into this Mei Chatos. So what do you do with it? So Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yazet Shtei Hazaos. Do two sprinklings. The Chum Posel. The Chum say, no, the whole thing is Posel. You can't do anything with it. So Bishlam Rabbanan, I understand the sheet of the Rabbanan, Savri Yesh Bila. They hold that whenever two liquids mixed, it's entirely evenly dispersed throughout the entire liquid, v'azah tzricha shir, and in order to do azah, you need to have a full shir of the proper liquid, ve'in mitzarif na'azahos. And you can't be mitzarif to achieve the shir by doing multiple hazaos. So when you do a hazah, since it's a mixture of both liquids, you're not having the full shir of the liquid that you're supposed to have, of the mechatos, because there's a little bit of just that plain tap water that's mixed in with it. So you're going to tell me, do it twice? You can't be mitzaref to achieve a shir. Ella Rabbi Eliezer, my kasavar. But what does Rabbi Eliezer hold over here? E kasavar ein bila. If you want to tell me, he holds that we don't view it as if it's totally evenly dispersed throughout the mixture of a liquid. And like we view it as if like there's a pocket of tap water somewhere in this mechatas. So ki mazer shtei azos mayavi. Why does it help to be mazer shtei azos? Dilma travayu mayu kamazi. Maybe both times you do the azah, it's the tap water. You hit that pocket twice. So by doing two azahs, you might have accomplished nothing. So you must hold that it is evenly dispersed. It's not that there's a pocket of tap water, that it's fully evenly dispersed. Well, if you hold that you don't need a shear of hazah, lomli shtei azahs. So if you only need a mashu of the azah of the mechatos, do one. It's fully evenly dispersed. So you're guaranteed in every drop of water that you're going to do azah on is going to be mechatos. Mechatos will be included in that. There's no shear of mechatos, so you'd be good. You do one. Elok sabrasat shricha shear. The fact that it requires you to do two must mean that he holds that there is some sort of shear of hazaa, and that's why doing one is not enough. Vik sabra ein mitzarif hazaos, and if he holds that you can't be mitzarif hazaos ki mazer shtei hazaos mehavi, then why does it help to be mazer shtei hazaos? You can have pachus mikshir in the first time, you can have pachus mikshir in the second time, and they're not going to be mitzarif with one another. Vinami mitzarif hazaos, and even if he holds that you can't be mitzarif hazaos miyemer demalu leshiura, how do I know that you've achieved the full shear by doing shtei hazaos? Maybe you still haven't achieved the full shear by doing shtei hazaos. So why does Rabbi Elazar say shtei hazaos is good enough? You should either be machshir with hazah achas or pasul even with shtei hazaos. So the Gemara has three approaches to Rabbi Elazar. Amar Ish Lakish, approach number one, liolam yesh bila. The Rabbi Elazar assumes that it is evenly dispersed. Shear, and you need a full shear of hazah. The case is that there's one measure of the tap water mixed in with achas is lavdafka over here, the second achas is lavdafka, mixed in with a bunch of mechatas. So when you do shtei hazos, you know for sure, I mean, you only had one shear hazah of tap water that was mixed in. So if I do shtei hazos, there's no way I'm doing pachas mikashir of the mechatas, because there isn't because I did two full hazos, and all you had of tap water was one hazaz worth. So I know I got at least one hazaz worth of the actual mechatas, and that's why you're good. That's your full shear that you need. That's a shita of Reish Lakish. Rava Amar Liolam Yeshbila. Rava says, I also agree that Rabbi Eliezer holds Yeshbila. Vaza ein sricha shear. Hazah does not require a shear. Why then do I need to do a second sprinkling? The one sprinkling should be good enough. If hazah is ein sricha shear, uknasa tekans rabban keich v'mishtar ishle. That this was a special knas lecham mei, that you shouldn't benefit from the fact that tap water landed in your mechatos, that now you have extra mechatos to play with. So as a knas, we make sure that you don't benefit from that. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says that mayim kol shutnan ve'ein bila. There's a question in the gears over here. V'yazeh shtei hazaos. That really beholds ein bila, and when you're mazah both of them, then you know for sure you got mechatas. When you're mazah twice, now you know for sure you got mechatas in the mix. Even though you only need a kol shehu, he holds you don't need a shear. Each of the azos cannot be smaller than a shear of a kol shehu. So by the shtei azos, you for sure got the mechatas. So meisvei, the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish, which is the first of the three shitos, that we have a brisa in Maseches Para, that if you have mayim pasul that falls into the mechatas, all the mayim is pasul azah. Rabbi Omer l'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that mechatas that gets mixed in with mayim psulim, you do shtei hazaos, hazah kol shuhu metaheres. The halach is hazah kol shuhu is metaher, v'hazah in shrich hashir, you don't need a shir, and hazah mechza kasher mechza pasul, hazah that's not entirely of mechatas, which is kasher hazah, we view it as half kasher, half pasul. The hazah is going to be kasher. And we don't say that that the hazah is only going to be kosher when it's entirely made up of mechatos. This is a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish held that according to Rabbi Lazar, hazah tzrich hashir. Here's a brice that's mefurash that Rabbi Lazar holds, hazah's ain a tzrich hashir. So that's a kasha on Reish Lakish. V'o tanya, and we have a brice up that's going to challenge Rav Ashi, that any tana the ma'ilah shen esarvu benitana the mata. Reb Lazar Omer yitein the ma'ilah v'atachtonim alulo. Our Mishnah had said that if you have dam that's supposed to be on the top half of the mizbech gets mixed in with dam that's supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbech, Reb Lazar says put it all on the top half of the mizbech. Start with the top half of the mizbech v'atachtonim alulo, and whatever is supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbech, you view it as if it's water, and then you put the rest on the bottom of the mizbech, and that works for the tachtonim, and for that the elyonim, it's like the shirayim that's poured into the yisod. But v'yamrit ein bila. But if you hold that it's not evenly dispersed, that it's ein bila, am I olulo? How does it work when you're zorik on the top half of the mizbech? Maybe whatever you put on the top of the mizbech was the pocket of dam that belongs on the bottom half of the mizbech. Dilma koyav elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamayla. Maybe you put whatever you put on the bottom of the mizbech was only stuff that belongs on top. Whatever you put on top was only the stuff that belongs on the bottom, and you got it all wrong if you hold Ein Bila. So this is a challenge to the Shita of Ein Bila. So answer Gemara, Hach Mayaskinim, Dondiyiko Ruba Elyonim, V'Koyav Lemaila, Shir Tachtonim V'od. Now the case is, you know how much blood of Tachtonim there was, and you put more than that Lemaila. So now you know that at least some of what you put Lemaila is the Dam that belongs Lemaila. Ha Tachtonim Alo Katani, but it says in the Braisa, Tachtonim if you put all the tachtonim lamaila, how can we say that when you then put lamata, you're for sure fulfilling the mitzvah of the tachtonim? Maybe you used up all the tachtonim when you did it lamaila. No, l'shem shirayim, you're still doing right by putting on the bottom half of the mizbech, because even the elyonim, the shirayim of the elyonim, belongs on the bottom half of the mizbech. So you're getting that right. Says Gemara Tashem, I'll bring you another raya that must be that yesh bila that nasal lamata v'lanimlach. Let's say the brisa goes on to say, "Yeah, dam elyonim mixed with dam tachtonim," and you put it lamata, and you never asked what to do. Rabbi Lazar Omer, "Yachzur v'yitei lamayla v'tachtonim alulo." That just now put it lemaila, and the nesina that you did lemata works for the damola that belonged lemata. So, but how could it work? Maybe whatever you put lemata was really the pocket of dam that all belonged lemaila. So, achanami beruba elyonim v'kayav lemaila shir tachtonim va'od. No, the case must be that it's rov dam that belongs lemaila, and you put lemaila more than the entire volume of the Dama Tachtonim that was in the Taroves. V'tachtonim alulo katani. But didn't it say Tachtonim alulo that it counts as putting the Dama Tachtonim? No, L'shem Shiraim. That just means L'shem Shiraim. I mean, you have no guarantee that the Dam that belongs the Mata was actually placed the Mata, but you are guaranteed that the Dam that belongs the Maila, you place the Maila because you put enough volume of it that you know you've covered it. Third Raya, Tashima. We said that if you put the dam lemaila and you didn't ask what to do, Rabbi Lazar and the Rabban both say that you should put more dam lemata, and it works for both of them. But wait, maybe they didn't mix in fully together, and you have pockets of dam, and you were not yotze the mitzvah. So chanami beruba elyonim. Over here also, we're talking about where it's most elyonim, v'kiyav lemaila shir tachtonim vod, and where you put lemaila is the amount of dam of that belongs on the bottom and more, so you know that you have enough. Va'elu ve'elu alulo katani, but the Bryce says elu ve'elu alulo. L'chora elu ve'elu modim is going on the fact that elu ve'elu alulo as well, that they're both moda, that the nesina lemaila lemato both worked. And Reb Lazar holds ein bila, he would not be machshir the ola. So says Gemara, mi katani elu ve'elu modim, elu ve'elu alulo katani. Seif asal n'rabban adamri yesh bila. Yeah, when we say that both karbanos work, that's only according to the Rabbanan who hold Yesh Bila, whereas we're explaining Rabbi Eliezer who holds Ein Bila. So B'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the next three rayas about Ein Bila or Yesh Bila. Have a great day.